Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey friends, and welcome to Friday. Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. I am out and about recording this, so I apologize if the sound feels a little bit tinny, but I wanted to make sure that I am holding promises to myself and getting my Weekly Mom Moment out to you this Friday. So today's episode is just a few thoughts on acquired, as I said in my email, and what that actually means. We started the top of this week on Monday with my son getting a message saying that he has been acquired by a different WHL team and that the Giants have passed on his rights over to the Lethbridge Hurricanes. And so, this has been a bit of a shock this week and a bit of different mindset shifts and thoughts and all of the things. So to back it up, he is in grade 10. Last year, for the WHL, the U15s get or have the opportunity to potentially be drafted. So he was drafted by the Vancouver Giants, which for us was amazing because it was the hometown team. However, there are so many different WHL organizations, and they all come with, you know, their whole abundance of greatness and different aspects to each and every different team. But for us, just being hometown, that was like crazy. We couldn't have imagined that happening. So it was amazing. Come Monday, this Tuesday or Wednesday was the trade deadline for WHL. And so teams were really shifting around players and whatnot. Our son did not sign any contracts with the Giants. So basically for him at this point, it just means that his rights have now been shifted over to the Hurricanes and that the Giants no longer own his rights. But this doesn't mean anything in terms of him moving and playing, etc., because he hasn't signed contracts. So again, my husband and I keep trying to unpack what this all means and what this all looks like and whatnot. But for now, nothing changes. He still is where he is. He's playing his season and really starting to lean into more development in hopes and goals for himself to play in the WHL. So that could happen for age groups as soon as 16, which would be grade 11 year. And I believe it's like up to a four or five year long thing that could happen if it started as soon as grade 11. So anyways, as I said, nothing changes at this very point in time other than his rights are now owned by Lethbridge Hurricanes, which if you don't know where that is, it is in Alberta outside of Calgary. And in terms of like our processing and what this all means to us, if things move along and he does go down the WHL route, that means that what potentially could happen is that he moves out sooner than I think any mom is ever ready to have happen. And so to be honest, I'm not allowing my mind to go there yet. I'm not ready to think of that. And neither is my husband. I don't think he actually really had his mind around this at all forever. And so last night it really was hitting him, just realizing this realization of what could happen. And I said to him, I'm like, all we can do right now is live in the present. All we can do is accept what has happened at the moment and what is, and learn and step through every opportunity as it comes to him, and help him figure out what his dreams and goals are and what that looks like. And so we can't be selfish to control what he would like things to look like and how they would like to unfold, but we can ask questions and make sure that everything is a right fit for everyone. So, anyways, as I said to my husband last night, we're getting ahead of ourselves because we don't even need to step through these thoughts at the moment. It literally, all we can do is one step at a time, one day at a time, one, opportunity that comes at a time. And Kaya's really been looking at this week and this acquisition and this, the trade and everything, with such an amazing mindset and approach, and just looking at the opportunity of new eyes looking at him, and that there is now a new opportunity for him to up his game, make sure he's still consistent, keep on developing, and to hopefully have a shot at the WHL, as that is a huge goal of his. So those are my scattered mom thoughts for today. And as I'm walking through this hockey life and trying to navigate it and figure out what it all means, I'll keep you along for the ride as things keep changing. But for today, all it means is that his rights are somewhere new. He's really excited for potentially new opportunities, and he is just ready to continue on this path and this dream and this goal. So happy Friday, friends. Thanks for tuning in, and have a wonderful weekend.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.